With a new school year just around the corner, families have been spending big to get their kids ready for the first day of class. Liz Schlemmer has more on just how much they're spending and how families are taking on more of the costs to supply classrooms.
Inside a Walmart in Lumberton, Latoria Oxendine walks down the back to school aisle and checks off her daughter's first grade school supply list.
So she needs a box of tissues, headphones, a water bottle, dry erase markers, glue sticks, work box, or a pencil pouch.
Then there are items for the whole class.
Ziploc bags, gallon quart, and sandwich. And the wish list is snacks for students and juice.
All that adds up. Oxendine buys most of the items on the list. The price tag, $58. She didn't buy everything because she has other supplies she got from local church giveaways.
It probably would have might have ran up to maybe, I'm going to say $80. And I still ain't got the chips and the juice. I still got to get down.
Oxendine says parents are expected to bring snack packs of chips and juice for students, but says she wishes the school could provide that. She has three kids, daycare, and her own community college expenses to pay for.
But that's why they call it a wish list. They're hoping parents will help out.
These wish lists run from snacks to cleaning supplies to equipment for the school gym. State Representative Julie Von Hafen, a Democrat from Wake County and mother of three, says that's concerning.
You know, why do I have to provide that Kleenex?
The National Retail Federation estimates American families will spend on average $875 this year on back-to-school shopping. A smaller survey by Coupon Birds found North Carolina families and teachers are spending hundreds of dollars more out of pocket compared to most other states. Von Hafen says she has a hunch why.
You know, maybe our costs for parents are rising as the state is kind of giving up that responsibility and turning it over to individual families.
Von Hafen points to two policy changes that happened more than a decade ago. First, state lawmakers cut school funding for supplies by about half and never restored it. They also ended a tax-free holiday for shoppers.
Now families are having to bear that burden as our school supply lists are getting longer and longer every year.
Parents, teachers, and advocates agree the loss of statewide funding has created inequities across schools. Supply lists vary greatly depending on support from nonprofits and parent groups. The required first grade supply list at Hillsborough Elementary costs more than $150 at Staples, not including wish list donations. Less than 15 miles away, families at Carborough Elementary can pay a suggested donation of $40 for all their supplies. A few weeks ago, volunteers with the Parent Teachers Association there gathered in the school auditorium. PTA President Fernando Ortiz says they use part of their annual PTA budget to buy supplies in bulk.
It's so much cheaper than each individual getting their own materials.
She says Carborough Elementary serves a mix of students from low-income and high-income families.
About 30 to 40% of our families are not able to afford these school supplies. So many families choose to donate extra so they can help us cover for those expenses.
Ortiz says that makes the whole process of buying school supplies more equitable for parents and kids.
Everyone has the exact same material. You know, there's not like the kid with the cool markers and the kid with the cheap markers. Like, that doesn't exist.
To pay for this program, the PTA fundraises throughout the year. They hold raffles and ask for donations. While this school's PTA has found a way to share the costs, Ortiz says most of the funds still come from one source.
From families, I would say. From families.
Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.